Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Coach Radio Network. I'm David Frank Gomes, and thanks for joining me on Frank Talk. Today, in the words of the great Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh, we're going to smile, breathe, and go slowly. I'm a coactive life compass coach and a spiritual mentor, and I was trained by master coaches from the Coaches Training Institute. If you want to know more about me, you can always visit my website at lifecompasscoaching.ca or visit my Facebook page, Life Compass Coaching. And somewhere in this presentation, I'll be giving you a code for a Summer Saver coaching package that I'm offering to those who are listening. So let's get started. Luminosity. Luminous, emitting or reflecting light, startlingly bright, inspiring, radiant, resplendent, stunning, splendid. Now that sounds kind of nice, doesn't it? So luminosity, as I'll use the term, is about both an inner state of being, which involves shining your light in a self-directed way with awareness. And it's also a way of experiencing the world in a way that's fully engaged, so that the actions you take and the doing you do is done with a sense of grace in a relaxed yet focused way, which gives you access to clarity. And by clarity, I mean doing what you need to do and being who you truly are, because you are honoring the very highest in you. As you play the game called life, and there is nothing less than happiness at stake here. So to me, the stakes are high. It's a game worth playing. The problem is, many folks just don't believe happiness is possible, or they're convinced that it can only exist in a certain set of conditions in their life. And luminosity can help us to create more happiness. So how can we use this idea to make our life brighter and lighter, which makes it happier? In order to live luminously, we must practice being aware, shining our light, which sounds pretty easy, doesn't it? Except here's the thing. There's a quality of luminosity that involves no judgment and no expectations that's required. So it's not so easy now. So it's a way of self-directing your light to illuminate your path. Or in another way, it's like you turn up your own light wherever you go. You become the source of light in your own life. And that can be very challenging if you are traveling your path with a lot of resistance. So what we want to do, luminosity is about lessening the resistance. So we flow. And what is less resistance? Well, simply put, it means you stop trying to judge everything and you commit to no expectations. You simply show up in the best way you can with your highest intentions. And you stop trying to think your way to happiness. It's simple. You just turn your luminosity flashlight on. Awareness is your spotlight. And whatever you shine it on in the present moment, that's what you're going to be aware of. It's almost like you could say that the world is kind of this vast, dimly lit palace. And we wander around and see whatever we shine our spotlight on. But what do we do as soon as we shine our light on something in our lives? For most of us, our spotlight is almost always on our problems. It's what we're always aware of. And what is a problem? A problem is always a judgment based on an expectation. So what do we do as soon as we shine it on something? We start judging and expecting, and then we are living somewhere else. We're living in the future, or we're living in the past. Light is light. It just shines. It doesn't think, oh, this is good, this is bad. It illuminates. So now if we imagine that we are always able to emit our light and shine our awareness on anything, we can just as easily say to ourselves, no matter how dark this place is that I'm in, no matter how stuck I feel or how broken I think something is, I can shine whatever light I have in this moment, even if it's very dim. And that is already making the world brighter for me. It makes it conscious. Whatever the present moment contains, we accept it as if we had chosen it. And from that place of non-judgment, we are literally creating our future moments. So to be luminous means we think of nothing as either good or bad. It's a shift in perspective with huge implications. So all you have to say is, that wasn't good or bad. It just happened. It just is. It takes practice, and it can be very challenging to shine luminosity on something you judge as bad. As it says in the Tao Te Ching, when people see some things as beautiful, other things become ugly. When people see some things as good, other things become bad. So, if you're interested in working with me and experiencing my coaching, you can go to my Facebook page and press the silver star, the contact me button, and in the message, just put one word, which is, you guessed it, luminosity. And I'll take the first 6 people who apply. And you'll receive a month of coaching for $99, which is a savings of about $350. And you'll get a chance to discover just what coaching can do for you. So there's my promo code. And I didn't make you wait to the end to hear it. Okay, so here's a little exercise. I want you to think of something good that happened to you recently and how it affected your mindset. So just sit in that for a sec. Something really wonderful. What happened to your thinking and your mind? Now I want you to think of something bad that happened. And again, what did it do to your mindset? Now just imagine that neither event was good and neither was bad. They simply happened, and you were aware and luminous. So how does that change how you would have felt as a result of those events? How does it change your happiness or your mood? How does it change what you do in reaction to the thing you labeled? When you stop judging things, and you stop weighing and measuring everything, you are no longer burdened by the emotions of this judgment. You can just live lighter, freer. And that makes luminosity go up. Because luminous people don't waste their time arguing with reality. And reality is what has shown up. There's a wonderful fable about a farmer who owned a beautiful mare, which was praised far and wide in his village. And one day, the beautiful horse disappeared, and the people of the village offered, you know, their sympathy to the farmer for his terrible misfortune. And the farmer simply said, "Who can say if it's good or bad? All I can say is that's the way it is." So a few days later, the lost mare returned, followed by this incredible wild stallion, just the most beautiful, magnificent horse you'd ever seen. And all the villagers came around and they congratulated the farmer for his incredible good fortune. And he said, "It's hard to know what it means. That's just the way it is." Sometime later, his son was riding the stallion trying to break it in, and he fell off and broke his leg 2 places. And the villagers once again came around and expressed their sympathy at this terrible misfortune. of his only son. The farmer again said, you know, that's just the way it is. And soon after, war broke out, and all the young men in the village, except the farmer's lame son, were drafted, and they were all killed in battle. The village people were amazed at the farmer's good luck. His son was the only young man left alive in the village. But the farmer kept his same attitude despite all the turmoils, the gains and losses. He gave the same reply. That's just the way it is. He lived in a state of grace or luminosity. Now, that doesn't mean you're a passive person. You still go after the life you want. You just practice being luminous, which is another word for being even-minded under all the circumstances of your life. Now, people often say, what about, you know, truly horrible tragedies like plagues or tsunamis or war or sickness? Of course, they cause tremendous suffering. And like all tragedies, we can spend a lifetime trying to figure out why, you know, why. The fact is, many great scientific breakthroughs have had their birth in human suffering. I would offer all we can really say is that life is a tremendous mystery. And sometimes it's really hard to say what is what. And we have many examples of human beings enduring great suffering and yet emerging victorious. I don't know if you've ever read Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning. This is a man who exemplifies luminosity. He went through tremendous suffering and cruelty and the horrors of war and the Holocaust. And yet his captors were unable to take away his dignity from him. And in 1945, after the war was over and he was liberated, he wrote his world-famous book, which is roughly translated as saying yes to life in spite of everything. So after enduring the suffering in these horrible concentration camps, he validated his conclusion that even suffering is meaningful. And all we can say is that death and sickness will always be a part of the mystery we live in. In fact, they are the mystery. But war and cruelty and suffering and greed and power, lust for power, we could eliminate all of those as a collective society if we lived in the light of luminosity. I see it as our only hope if we want to end the vast amount of suffering that is created in our world. Just watch the news at night. All created by the unkindness of people as they get caught up in seeking what I call imitation happiness. Why? Because they don't shine their light. They prefer to stumble around in the dark. So now, along with no judgment, we're dropping expectations. And I don't mean lowering expectations. I mean eliminating them. So think about it. When you have an expectation and things don't go the way you think they should go, you're disappointed. You're frustrated. You're angry. So it's our expectations that force us to judge whether something is good or bad. And expectations always make us one thing, a victim. So when you expect something of a friend or, you know, perhaps a coworker or a family member or your partner, your spouse, and they don't live up to that expectation, then you're upset with them or you're disappointed. You're disillusioned, causes anger. But what if you had no expectations? Then nothing they do could cause within you any disappointment. Everything's a gift. So when people disappoint you, you know, what can we say? It's not their fault. They're just being who they are. Your expectations are the problem. So luminosity does not expect anything. It simply lights up things so we can see them better. But it's funny, somehow people really believe that expectations will make them happier. If I expect stuff, it's going to make me happier. You know, it's a bit like throwing gas on a fire to try and put it out. So what's the benefit if we stop judging and stop expecting? Well, judgment stops us from understanding, and it destroys our happiness. Because when we judge, we don't seek to understand. We've already come to a conclusion. It's like we prefer to sit in a dark room and curse the light that isn't there, instead of just turning it on. If we stop judging, we allow ourselves to practice just accepting what showed up, to practice. Because that is something we're going to have to do our whole lives. Judging just really makes us unhappy. So do expectations. And after something has showed up in your life, whatever you think about it is actually living in the past because it's already happened. So any thought you have about it is actually an illusion. So when we leave judgment behind, we can start to actually practice this idea of living where we are in this moment. We take what comes. We can stop ruining our happiness with our thinking and start living brighter. So how do we do this? In small steps, as always. First, we start by becoming more aware. So throughout the course of a day, you could, keep a judgment journal for one day, a judgment expectation journal, and just notice and write down every time you make a judgment and an expectation. Over time, if you even did it for a day, you'd be shocked at how often you're judging and expecting things. It's sort of like having a fever, a low-grade fever. We don't realize it, but we're almost continually judging and expecting things. Now, so another thing you can do is stop each time you notice a judgment or an expectation. You stop, you take a breath, and you tell yourself, no expectation, no good, no bad. I'm turning up my luminosity here. You consciously mark it. Third, seek to see things as they are and to try and understand them. You can show up as a curious person. Why do people act the way they act? Why do things show up this way? You investigate. You empathize. You try to put yourself in other people's shoes. You see the landscape of your life as it actually is without the filter of judgments or expectation. Take what comes next. Just experience it in the moment. You can react appropriately without overreacting because it isn't what you hoped or what you wanted. You can't control life. You can't control others. But you can say yes to what is. When things happen, accept them. Accept people for who they are. Accept yourself with all your flaws. We're all human. It takes practice, but it's actually incredibly freeing just to allow people to be themselves. And finally, you know that the present moment contains infinite possibilities. Think of all the things that are going on in this moment right now that didn't exist at one time. Think of all the technology in your life. Even less than 100 years ago, none of it existed. And yet in this moment, it's all here. So I'd say that's the inner part of what luminosity is all about. And now I'm inviting you to also accept the call to live luminously. So to live a life that is luminous is to shine, to radiate the very essence of who you are. It's about engaging in activities that are meaningful for you. It's experiencing harmonious relationships, holding your head high, and being proud of who you are, wherever you are. A luminous life means living within your self-defined values and interests. You live inside your own values. So the question I would ask you is, would you like more luminous moments in your life? Imagine for yourself what that would be like. Close your eyes. Can you see it in your mind's eye? Can you get a sense of what your relationships might be like? If you visualize your body, is it healthier? Are you in better shape? What about your prosperity? What kind of shape is that in? How much do you need to accomplish the things you want to accomplish and generate a lifestyle that you desire? And not a penny more than you need. Why would you need more than you need? On what type of activities do you spend your time? Would it be the same activities you focus on today, or would they be different? You know, for one moment, just allow yourself to imagine and to dream. You did it as a child. You can do it as an adult. And just imagine and dream about the life you really would like to be living. Does the picture in your head resemble your life as it is today? I'm sure there are some parts that are the way you want it, and maybe some parts which you might like to have differently. So, here's the thing. Nothing is holding you back. You already have what you need to bring your vision into reality. You might just need some assistance in molding and shaping it. Everyone comes to coaching with a unique situation and unique needs. You know, not everybody wants the same thing. But either way, coaching will provide you with the tools and the perspectives and the support and the encouragement that you need to help you identify and create a more luminous life. So a few more ideas here, practical ideas. Be willing. Open yourself up to life. You know, consider new approaches to your goals. Change is, you know, not often comfortable for anyone. But you can decide to let change be your new comfort zone. Discover your life's purpose. What areas in your life are the most important to you? Do you spend your time and money and energy in those areas? You must discover your life purpose if you want to be successful. Look around at the great success stories out in the world. These were people who knew why they were here. They knew their why. Now, this can be a challenging, difficult thing to identify for many people. It's yet another reason coaching helps you. It's like a treasure hunt. A powerful coaching relationship can help you discover your own treasure. And once you've identified that, you can make a plan. Plans are important. You can set a course. Set sail around your plan. You know where you want to go now. But you're flexible. You remain flexible. Flexibility is the super important key to being more luminous. Another thing is you have to celebrate your gifts and talents, you know, and acknowledge your own gifts and your own talents. And it's one of the things I noticed most as a coach in this competitive world. We're too often, we're focused on what needs improvement and how am I going to be more marketable and what's my brand and am I appealing enough and am I capable? And I get it. But unfortunately, the strengths we currently possess, they don't receive any attention. Our spotlight of awareness is always on what's broken. So what if you could succeed and accomplish by simply expanding on the gifts, the talents you already have? My coaching helps people in this area. And step four is kind of identify what you really need. You know, everybody who ever did anything in this world got help. So figure out, you know, where are the places that you do need help, and then get it. Get the support you need. If you need more training, then you can sign up, you know, for a course. If it's a certain amount of money you need, then you can create a savings plan. the support you get from coaching helps you to be accountable, and it keeps you on track. Without accountability, people simply don't achieve their luminosity. They don't get there. Celebrate too. You know, people don't celebrate their successes enough. That's luminosity. I don't care how small it is. Even the smallest thing, celebrate it. Celebrate your own courage. Even if you didn't get the result you wanted around something, you pick yourself up, you encourage yourself, and you try again. That's what successful people do. It's not rocket science. Again, having a coach, it's so much easier to pick yourself up. You've got somebody there to celebrate with you, to support you and nurture you. And finally, I would say luminosity is really about just being grateful. There's always something in our life that is beautiful. Even in our moments of distress or darkness, there's something wonderful going on. We might just have to look a bit deeper. So, luminosity is also about simplicity. So I'm going to wrap this talk up and keep it short and sweet. I want to leave you with an idea about thoughts and feelings and how they involve luminosity. So I want you to try getting angry without first having angry thoughts. Okay, now, feeling stressed without first having stressful thoughts. Try feeling sad without sad thoughts. Try feeling jealous without thoughts of jealousy. You can't do it. It's impossible. The truth is, in order to experience a feeling, you must first have a thought that produces that feeling. Unhappiness doesn't and can't exist on its own. Unhappiness is the feeling that accompanies negative thinking about your life. In the absence of that thinking, the unhappiness or stress or jealousy can't exist. There is no thing to hold your negative feelings in place other than your own thinking. No judgment, no expectations. That's luminosity. Tremendous amount of freedom living your life that way. It doesn't mean you don't accomplish things. You accomplish more, easier, with less stress. So thank you for listening. And as I said, if you want to know more about me, you can visit my Facebook page, Life Compass Coaching. Or you can visit my website, lifecompasscoaching.ca. And if you listened and you are interested in experiencing the work that I do, then follow up on my Summer Saver. I'll be offering that probably to about the first six people. That's kind of my limit. So what do you got to lose? And you have everything to gain, actually. Once you experience coaching, you'll realize how valuable it can be. So thank you. Have a wonderful day or evening if you are somewhere other than where I am. And I will see you in 2 weeks' time on Frank Talks. Keep well.